Thursday night, Pesach HaVodos, Shara Avodos Elokim, Perek Shlishi. We're up to page Tzadik, the last two lines. We're talking about not the superiority necessarily, but the qualities of Ora Toronis, the obedience level of Avodas Hashem, the mitzvahs, the specific, formulated mitzvahs, and why they are an essential stepping stone to the ultimate in Avodas Hashem. So yesterday he said, because the Torah is the perfect balance between Taivis and between Seichel, and it's the perfect playing field for life. That's what he said yesterday. That was the first quality. Just in life, the person is beset by two extremes, and the Torah, Mamish, gives us the perfect medium of enjoying Olam Hazeh, but exercising self-control and limiting our pleasures, our tithes, our enjoyments of Olam Hazeh, that it doesn't go overboard. And thus, we have both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Both in Hasheni, the last two lines on page Tzadik, She'ara Asichlis, he says in this second thing, he says, as great as Ha'ara Asichlis is, there are some things in the Torah that Ha'ara Asichlis would never get you to. And he gives a few examples. Now, it would be too easy for the Chayyus HaGavus to say, Paraduma and Shatmiz, Kilayim, like that would be easy. He's going to give examples of things that Ha'ara Asichlis wouldn't come up with that are maybe shocking. That you'd say, well, of course it would come up with this, but we'll see what he means, what he's saying. Ha'ara Asichlis wouldn't come up with certain things, and for the totality of the person's spirituality in Olam Hazeh, the Torah covers the whole gamut. So we have from A to Z. And if you were just left with Ha'ara Asichlis, as deep as it is, and as more everything that it is, that we just had the seven reasons why it's more everything, but it wouldn't cover the whole gamut of Avodah. It wouldn't lead you to being humble to Hashem, meaning to listen to Hashem, to be obedient to Hashem, to do the Ratzon Hashem, unless Hashem spelled it out and said, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. Minatfila, you wouldn't daven. So what the Chayyus HaGavus means, according to most Mefarshim, is that if left In the world of Seichel, davening has no pshat. You need an otherworldly tzivri of Hashem to say daven. If we were left to our own devices, davening would make no sense. We'd say either Hashem wants to do it or he doesn't want to do it. Either I deserve it should happen or I don't deserve it should happen. Either it's already destined that it should happen, it's kapaskind from Rosh Hashanah, it either is going to happen. Like, what am I going to change Hashem's mind? Ha'ara Asichlis would not lead you. So again, the reason he doesn't say Paraduma and Kishatnez and whatever is because that's too easy. The Chayyus HaGavus wants to show that even the fundamentals of Avodas Hashem, even things that are so basic that we don't like, yeah, they're basic mitzvahs. Even them, it's possible we wouldn't reach with Ha'ara Asichlis. Others learn in the Chayyus HaGavus that he means to say the details. In other words, I don't know, should we fast our Sarah B'tei? Should we daven three times a day, two times a day, one time a day, six times a day? Maybe Halabai Shis Palalodim Kolol and Kulo. And as we go through this list of very, very basic fundamental things, so some learn that the Chayyus HaGavus' point is indeed that Ha'ara Asichlis would not necessarily lead you to Avodas Hashem in these inyanim. And the Torah wants it covered. We want to cover all the bases. So the Torah had to speak out, do this, don't do this. And some learn that it means the details, that in the Hanami, the fundamentals are here, but you wouldn't know the details. You wouldn't know how much. You wouldn't know when to start. You wouldn't know when to stop. There would be no such thing as Zman Tefillah. There would be no such thing as three times a day, and on Shabbos four times a day, and so on and so forth. So that's two biurim. I prefer the first way. I think it's more mashma. The lashon d'chayvus halvavos is more mashma. The first way, that he means we wouldn't daven at all. Eros sichus would not lead you to davening. The hatzol, it wouldn't lead you to fasting. What a minat Torah, we fast on Yom Kippur for mechilas averus. We fast when sorrows come upon us. You say, what, Hashem like is happier now that I'm not eating? It wouldn't necessarily lead us to that conclusion of fasting. But stokha, yeah,
the dominant.
What?
The davening. Yeah.
That's an emotion. He's talking about how a sichlis, it's not really rational. Hatztaka, he says, you know, it's like the, if you remember your medrash, like the Kesar Yisrael Rabbi Akiva, if Hashem decreed this person should be poor, so who am I to argue? And what am I giving him money for? It makes no sense. What am I intervening? So, Ha'ara Sichlis wouldn't lead you to as fundamental an idea as giving tztaka. And again, according to the other pshat, it means how much tztaka should I give? Maybe I should give away all my money, maybe I should give away a fifth, a third, a fourth, like, I wouldn't know what to do. Who has priority? So that's okay. Bahamatos, that's Meiser probably. All Matnas Aniyim. Ugmilos Hachasodim. Same idea. Even things that are though fundamental and so basic, our Sichlis would not necessarily lead you to. Certainly not in all of the details. Velo Yagia Bahaodim Liyadiyas Gidre Ho'anoshim. Another point he makes on the top line of Dat Tzadik Aleph. He says, you wouldn't know how important it is. You wouldn't be able to make priorities. You wouldn't know which are like what they're onshim for. Will Hashem punish me if I don't do it? Or it's just a mitzvah to do it, but I won't get punished if I don't. We wouldn't know like where to set it up as... We wouldn't know the hierarchy of mitzvahs with our sichlis. Well, we might... What? At times it's no geya if you have to make a choice. You wouldn't know Talmud Torah or mitzvahs, if it's Eshalat Svaga De'acherim, Eshalat Svaga De'acherim. The Onshim, we says in Pirkei Avos, the Onshim give you an idea of what's more chomer, what's less chomer. If you have to do one, you choose the less chomer. You have to eat on Yom Kippur. Do you eat Nevela once, or do you eat Shech, and you eat... Okay? Shechayim Mishenim Amalei Chavosu B'mishmas. Lefikach, therefore we need the Torah. The Torah gives us rules. The Torah tells us this is an Asay, and this is a Lav, and this is Kores, and this is Misa, and you fast from Shkia, and you fast on Asara B'teves. I don't know, we wouldn't fast on Asara B'teves, it was left to us. I bet you 70% of people you ask would have to think a long time till they tell you why they're fasting on Asara B'teves. Wait a second. Hold on. I remember I once learned it. Right. So we need our Torahness so that we could live full Torah life as Jews. So that everything we do is Hashem related. If it would be left to our sichlis, not necessarily. We wouldn't get there. So the Torah says, again, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. Now we're covered every facet of our lives. We're serving Hashem. Kedei shetesader lanu hamatorah hadrusha mimenu b'shneihem yachad. He means both our Toronis and our sichlis. Remember, our sichlis and our Toronis both end up at one point. There's no two avodas Hashems here. There's one avodas Hashem, which he defines as kniya, listening to Hashem, being submissive to Hashem, feeling, having a relationship with Hashem of kniya, of being humble, submissive, gratitude, grateful. A person's grateful. That's really ba'omek hadvarim. When you're grateful to someone, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling kniya. The Balgaiva's never grateful. The Balgaiva's always feeling it's coming to him. Well, he did you a favor by letting you do him a favor. But the person that feels gratitude, because he didn't deserve it. That's what you feel gratitude. So that person is nichna to Hashem. Moshe Omer Akasav Olakim also Sheyiru Milufanov. So this is an amazing pasuk. You know, the Chagal Vodos throws in psukim, and they're like, okay, but what is it? What in the world? He is understanding this pasuk to be saying that Hashem also, apparently, he's learning also the Torah. He gave the Torah Sheyiru Milufanov to make sure that the whole gamut of Avodas Hashem is followed and done. And with the Ora Sichlis, we wouldn't reach there. There would be things that were full of, it would be full of gaps. Our Avodas Hashem would be full of gaps. And the Torah covers everything from A to Z. Okay, stop here.